Hello, it's Sarah, one of the floor supervisors here. If you give me one second, I'll get your account pulled up to give you better assistance today.
Okay.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Teresa Sadler.
Okay, and verify your address for security purposes.
101 Ivy View Lane, Elizabethtown, Kentucky, 42701.
Thanks. It looks like you're doing a fraud claim today against the watch. It was ordered originally back on September the 19th for $6.97.
Nope. Didn't do it. And there's another charge on here as well.
Yes, correct. I can
and
explain
it's from
that
you
to
all
you
as well. Yeah,
I'll
please
I'll
do.
I'll explain it to you, and then I can take you through our fraud procedure, ma'am. We're here to help you, most definitely. It looks like there was a watch ordered with us after a survey was taken where it offered a free gift. Once you click on that, it takes you directly to our site where you signed up for the $6.97. Whoever had access to your card on September 19th, they did sign up for a trial offer of 14 days. If you don't call and cancel
a trial
within,
what?
A trial offer.
What?
It's a 14-day trial offer. If you don't cancel within 14 days, it will bill you the full price of that watch. Have you received anything in the mail?
No.
Okay, no
Not
problem.
As far as a watch goes.
Okay, no problem. It
I
it
get other
delivery.
Things. I mean, I order stuff, but I sure didn't order a watch. I don't need one. I got a all of them.
I got you. Okay, well, this was delivered back on September 19th. It shows it was delivered at September 23rd at your address. Did you receive anything in the mail?
No, I did not.
Okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and do the fraud claim. I do want you to verify your email address for me, ma'am, so I can proceed with that fraud claim for you.
Sassy KY Nurse at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, and verify the last four of your card being billed.
I don't know it. They've sent me another one since then, and I shredded it.
Okay, well, we need that information to be verified so that way we can proceed with your fraud claim today if you're claiming fraud.
Okay, hold on. Here it is. It's ending in 0653.
Okay, that's correct. All right, and then the number that was placed on this account when it was the watch was signed up for $6.97, it looks like it's your phone number you're calling in on right now. Do you know of anyone else in your household that could have authorized it for the $6.97?
No, there's only my husband, and he don't know how to do anything like that. He don't even know how to operate his own smartphone. It's just me and him and our dogs.
All right, well, we can go ahead and follow this fraud. We just want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges will result into penalties such as a fine. Just as long as you're sure no one in your household did the original order for $6.97, then we'll go ahead and get the claim started for you today.
Absolutely not.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so what we'll go ahead and do is we'll go ahead and do the refund for you of the $59.97 and the $6.97. We will start the fraud claim where we'll take the IP address, which was the computer or the mobile device that it was signed up from, so that way we'll be able to see, you know, who took your information and signed up. I would recommend you to change your information because it looks like they had access to, like, your email.
Great.
They even had your phone number and everything on this order.
Oh, great. I hate doing this. I have to do this, like, every 4 or 5 months, and I get so sick of people giving my information to somebody else or however they get it. That really ticks me off. It's like I don't have time to be doing this. I have a sick mom and dad.
Yeah, that's 100% understandable. I'm sorry you had to go through that, though, but I'm glad you called me so that way, you know, we got a better understanding on this. Would you like to write down your refund confirmation number?
Yes.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
R is in refund. 141. 2125.
212. And this is a refund confirmation.
Yes, ma'am. All for right. your two refunds. And you'll get them back, and we're going to start your fraud claim today.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for giving us a call here today at customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Hey, Rick.